It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're happy to be joined by Sam Outlaw. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
A little overdue. We had wanted to connect earlier. You went on the road. Fancy that.
Yeah, for two straight months.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
The album's Angelino. It's a fascinating story that I want to share with the listeners who don't know it yet. Mm-hmm. First of all, born in South Dakota?
That's right.
Then you lived in Ohio for a while, right?
That's right, yeah.
Where in Ohio?
A little town outside of Cleveland called Chardon.
Chardon,
small,
yes.
Small town, man.
I know
small
where Chardon town. Is. I drive through it on 422.
Yeah, man.
I'm from Youngstown.
Okay, well.
So now I know where that is. Northeast Ohio, very good.
That's right.
And then, of course, you come to Los Angeles for a good part of your life, in your 20s, you were working in advertising.
Yeah.
And making a good living, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a nice car, apartment.
You had stuff.
I had clothes.
You know,
yeah. Health
stuff.
Insurance. I had stuff. I had some stuff.
And then you had, I guess, some sort of epiphany right around when you were almost 30 that you thought, there's something in my heart I want to do.
Yeah. I kind of threw myself one of those show-off birthday parties when I turned 30. So rented out a hip club in Silver Lake and had open bar and music and invite all my friends and probably, I guess in many ways was sort of celebrating not just being 30, but also, I guess, trying to show myself that I've made something of myself or something like this.
And a prestige party.
Sure. But mostly, yeah, I guess if I'm honest, you're just kind of showing off a little bit. Look at me. I can.
Well, that's whatever. A prestige party.
That's right.
I can do this.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
And then
you
got the bar tab and went, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. Well, if I remember correctly, Hyperion Tavern was very generous, actually. So it wasn't a heartbreaking bar tab. It was about what I was expecting.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof, they hurt.
Yeah, they can hurt. So I threw that party and I think I woke up the next day.
You think you woke up, or are you sure you woke up?
I'm nearly sure I woke up the next day. It could have been the day after. But whenever I did come to, aside from being maybe a little bit hungover, I think I also felt like, man, I guess I don't know that I care about this. I don't know that being able to do this, or let's say if I extrapolate this lifestyle out for the rest of my working life, if kind of the thing is just that I'm going to get nicer versions of this or cooler, hipper, I don't know that I care about that. So yeah, I think that was when I realized, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, or maybe is the better way of putting it, maybe I actually care about this songwriting thing quite a bit, and I should actually try.
One. No, you can't, 'cause I'm on my way to some kind of ghost town. I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way. Wish that I could slow down, but I'm on my way back home. There's nothing but a wounded highway, no blood in these veins. I see a car, truck, or train. There's no one there to say what happened, but I want someone to blame. But I can't. No, I can't. 'Cause I'm on my way to some kind of ghost town. I'm on my way. Slow down, I'm on my way back. Looking for some answers in the rubble, rocks, and sand. Digging's got me nothing but some more dirt on my hands. it coming. Never thought we'd see her fall. But maybe she was crumbling all along. You see, you can see my family just how it used to be. Burning with a love's bright and free. I could hold my mama just once more before she leaves, but I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. Cause I'm
anyone who's changed career paths or changed jobs or has tried a new field, 3 years seems like a long time, but in reality, you did catch the attention of some notable people, including Ry Cooder.
Yeah.
To have a Ry Cooder hear your music and recognize the promise in it, that had to be an incredible thrill for you. You had to pinch yourself. I'm going to assume you were like...
I'm still pinching myself. Yeah. Like, I still have to almost read the liner notes of my own record to be like, oh, my God.
It did happen.
And it's really, you know, so much... You know, I have so much to thank his son, Joaquin Cooper, because
right.
he, you know, I brought him in to just play drums. I still didn't know who was going to produce my record. I was just piecing it together, and I had a semblant idea of who the musicians would be. But I knew I wanted to hire Joaquin because I'd met him the year before. He was producing this gal, Carly Ritter, and touring with her, whom I love her. So I knew he was a great drummer, and I called him up, and we started tracking these kind of just rehearsals in my living room on my iPhone. And he asked me to send the demos basically to him, and then he said that he sent them to Ry. And I was just thinking, like, why? Why would you do that? You know, like, what use will Ry Cooder have with these? But the next thing I know, Joaquin calls me up and said that, you know, Ry wants to meet, and he's interested in working with you. And again, even at that point, I still was like, oh, crap, you know. Because then it's like, it's almost like...
What if he really doesn't work with me?
Or what if you make a record produced by Ry Cooder and then you still suck? So I think it's like, it really puts it like in perspective, like, dude...
Oh, this is real now.
If you can't do this with Ry Cooder, then definitely quit. But fortunately, you know, he signed on to do the album. Not only does he produce it, but he's playing on every track. I mean, it was me and my band and Ry Cooder there in the bass track room making... 80-90% of the record of what you hear is in those first 3 days, just all of us playing the songs in the room.
One, a two, oh. She didn't marry for money. Her cowboy's always broke. She didn't marry for comfort. Her cowboy's never home. But when she looked in his eyes, she saw his soul. Stretching out like the desert, Angelino. He didn't wait for a wedding, the moment might not last. He took her off to a new life, and never looking back. Cause when he looked in her eyes, saw in his soul, stretching out like a desert, Angelino. Angelino, fire-red seagulls, still keeps one foot in the past. Gets no pity from the city, it makes you pay for each second chance. don't have much, but it's all that they needed. It's more than their parents had. Far as he goes, Angelino.
He's a walker.
Plan for a baby, but God gave them a son. The city's dirty, but maybe the dirt'll make him strong. And when they look in his eyes, they see in his soul something more than a cowboy with a girl and a gun. And when they look in his eyes, the future unfolds across the hills and the valleys. Future's bright for the young Angelino, and an old song plays in his head. Far as he knows, Angelino, 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 Angelino.
There's a part of you who has wanted to represent Los Angeles,
right,
in country music. You had a chance to move to Nashville and become part of Nashville.
Yeah.
But the title of the album, Angelino,
yep,
and some of the themes represent Los Angeles both in a musical sense and in a thematic sense. So clearly you must have a history, a love of Los Angeles, quote, country. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, people even say, you know, I get a lot of feedback. People say, oh, you know, especially when I've got my harmony singer Molly singing with me, oh, this reminds me of Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris. And it's funny because when I first started falling in love with more traditional and country music, I didn't listen to a lot of Graham, but I did listen to a ton of Emmylou Harris. So I think there's some of that in my voice. It's almost like Graham Parsons via Emmylou Harris, because I think the way that he sang kind of informed how she eventually, you know, she dialed in her sound. I think, though, that, you know, you mentioned Dwight Yoakam. I think people like Jim Lauderdale, people like Rosie Flores, those people are also really influential for me. And then, you know, those Spanish language Linda Ronstadt records from the late 80s,
right,
which she did with Jesus Chuy Guzman, who's one of the mariachis on my record. So I think, you know, for me, Southern California country music, it's kind of three things. It's certainly the Bakersfield honky-tonk country sound.
Right.
I think it's also that singer-songwriter tradition from the 60s and 70s.
The Laurel Canyon.
That's right. Stuff. James Taylor, Crosby, Stills, Nash, you know, Jackson Brown. I mean, as much as my songs are country and I want to be known as a country singer, if you listen to my tunes, if you took out the pedal steel, people would say, oh, that's just a rock songwriter, right? And then certainly the, you know, absolutely ubiquitous influence of Mexican culture and music in L.A. And, you know, Texas has that as well. So I'm not saying that this is like only Los Angeles has that influence, and obviously other places do, but for me that was really important for that to be a hallmark of the sound, and I couldn't have asked for a better person than Ry Cooder to understand that and to have those connections and to have that feel. So even though, you know, we brought in mariachis and they had kind of like heard the tunes before and put together some arrangements in their head, it was really Ry Cooder in the tracking room, like kind of arranging the strings and the horns and stuff like as he went, almost like he was kind of directing like a live play or something.
There is a hole down in my heart from the dirty things you said. You've been looking really sorry, but I haven't heard it yet. There is a hole down in my heart from the dirty things you've done. I don't know why you wanna hurt someone. There is a hole down in my heart from the dirty things you said. You've been looking really sorry, but I haven't heard it yet. There is a hole down in my heart from the dirty things you've done. I don't know why you wanna hurt someone. So what do you give if you bring me down? What do you give if you bring me down? A man who never comes up. And it's breaking me in two. Well, I've been longing to be with you, but that's something that I won't do. There is a hole down in my heart. It's like a bullet from a gun. I don't know why you'd wanna shoot someone. Why would you wanna do that? And you know who put it there. Cause you were drinking like a demon, shouting madness in my head. Now there is a voice inside my head, the echo of your evil deed. But you're my baby, but you should have been mean.
Tonight, you're going to be playing at the Troubadour with Randy Rogers.
That's right.
That's going to be a heck of a good time, I imagine. I don't know how the Troubadour is going to hold both the passion and energy of both those acts. There could be an implosion or explosion, depending on
what happens. Yeah, I hope it's a beautiful disaster.
I think it's going to be. And then moving forward and looking forward, something that we're equally excited about, your performance tonight at the Troubadour, but then you're also going to be part of the Bluegrass Situation Festival.
Yes.
On October 3rd.
Yeah, at the Greek Theater, which is like a dream come true.
With a lot of the, you know, as Dawes is the title of their album, all your favorite bands, you're going to be playing with a lot of KCSN's favorite
artists. My favorite bands.
The Lombello, Dawes.
Punch Brothers.
It's going to be a tremendous evening, and we're glad to be part of that, too. So it would seem that we wish you good stead moving forward tonight, Knock 'Em Dead at the Troubadour. For our fans who don't already know, the album is Angelino. It's available now. Tremendous bit of work. And then again, coming on October 3rd, we will rejoin Sam and the rest of the great acts that are playing at the Bluegrass Situation Festival. But we want to thank you. And let's just make this the first of many times we have you out and join us on KCSN.
Honestly, it means so much to me. Like I said to you before, this is one of the only stations I listen to and I care about. So the fact that you guys have me on here and that we get to play some music means so much.
Well,
so thank you for showing me to your audience. And thanks for doing what you do, Sky.
Thank you. It's Sam Outlaw live on 88.5 KCSN.